kid in Mr. Hitler, if you think we're on the run. We are the boys who will stop your little game. We are the boys who will make you think again. 'Cause who do you think you are, kidding Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done? Mr. Brown goes off to town on the A21, but he comes home each evening and he's ready with his gun. So who do you think you are, kidding Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done?
Excuse me. Excuse me. Mr. Mannering says he doesn't want the phone to ring during the broadcast. Oh, happy Christmas, Mr. Hodgson.
And the same to you. What's going on here?
You can't come in and you mustn't make noises.
What's all this here? Napoleon trying out a new secret weapon, is he? Why was the door locked?
Don't you read the Radio Times?
I haven't got time to read all that rubbish. There's a war on.
We're taking part in the lunchtime Christmas Day programme. To absent friends, soldiers all over the Empire send their greetings.
Since when are you lot being soldiers?
We're doing the bit where it says, greetings from a Home Guard unit. Somewhere on the south coast of England. You're doing the bit just before the King's speech.
God, blimey, as if he hasn't got enough to put up with. Dear old Lord. Boy, I shall want to miss this. I'll go and listen to it on the Verge's wireless. I'll bet you lot make a right mess of it. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Taking the phone off the hook, Mr. Mannering.
Good, good, good. We don't want any interruptions. Are we through to the producer in London?
Good morning, everyone. My name is Willoughby Charton Maxwell, and I am your producer. Now, this broadcast will be heard all over the Empire, and your section will come just before His Majesty the King's speech.
Oh. You hear that, Wilson? Just before the King's speech. Yeah. What an honour.
Yes, it is indeed. It's awfully good, sir.
Yeah. Are your men all ready, Captain Mannering?
Yes, yes, we're all ready, thank you.
Would you mind speaking into the microphone, please?
That's the microphone there, you see.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that, Jones.
Now, I'd like to try a voice test. Will someone speak, please?
Yeah, you do it, Wilson.
Well, what shall I say?
Oh, don't ask me, ask him.
Right, sir.
What shall I say?
No, no, here.
That's the microphone. Ah.
Don't do that!
Don't do that!
Will you stop doing that?
What shall I say?
Oh, anything you like. Try a nursery rhyme.
Right. There was a young lady from Buckingham whose idea...
Walker! Walker!
Right,
carry on.
Right, I'll do my best. Lavender blue, dilly dilly. Lavender green, I'll be your king, dilly dilly. If you'll be my queen...
Awfully good.
Was it really? I'm so glad you liked it.
You really have an excellent microphone voice.
Well, do you really think so?
Have you ever done any of this sort of thing before?
Well, as a matter of fact, I once played the White Rabbit in Alice in Wonderland when I was at school.
Really?
Yes.
So did I.
Did you really?
What school were you at?
Well, as a matter of fact,
look, can we get on with this script, please?
Oh, Captain Mannering, I don't speak to page 7. Do you think I might be?
No, certainly not.
One more voice test, please.
I'd like to volunteer to be one more voice test, sir, please.
Any old hand, any old iron, any old iron. Oh, I wouldn't give a touch for your old watch, any old iron, old iron. Dilly da da, dilly da da, da 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 da. Bam, bam, hey!
I'm terribly sorry, Engineer. I'll see to that when they happen again.
Poem!
Don't worry about that.
Poem by Robert Burns. We sleek it cur and temerous beastie, oh, what a panic's in thy breastie. The lind the start away, say, hey, say, we're bicker and brattle. I believe the run and chase thee, we're murder and pattle. Was that nice and clear?
No,
I do not want seven more verses.
Never mind that. Get back in the place, please.
Settle down and let's start on the script, please. And I want you to read the lines in perfectly normal, natural voices.
Hello, soldiers of the Empire. I am Home Guard commander in charge of a platoon somewhere on the south coast of England.
And I am the sergeant. I am second in command.
And I am the last corporal. I'm third in command.
Just a minute. Could the officer speak a little more clearly, please?
What's the matter? Can't you understand what I'm saying?
Well, the fact is, you don't sound very much like an officer. Try and make your voice a little more officerish.
RHQ is perched on the top of a windswept cliff looking out across the angry sea.
Just a minute. Engineer?
Yes, sir?
I shall want the sound effects in here.
Ah, yes, well, I'm afraid that's going to be a bit difficult, sir.
Why?
I had a phone call from the sound effects chappies about half an hour ago, and their van's broken down. I don't think they're going to make it.
But this is absurd.
I know.
I must have the wind and water. Captain Baring, couldn't some of your men simulate them somehow?
Oh, I can think... I can think too.
Captain Baring, I'd like to volunteer to stimulate the surge of the sounding sea.
That was awfully good.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Mr. Mannering, could I do some seagulls, please?
Captain Mannering, shall I make wind? Yes.
Another remark like that, Walker, I shall order you off the broadcast.
Again, please, with the sound effects.
RHQ is perched on top of a windswept cliff looking across the angry sea.
While you are eating your Christmas dinner, you see our guns half at
a bit lower, a bit lower, Pike, a bit lower.
Not down there. Lower your voice.
Oh, sorry.
From the ever-present threat across the channel, I decide that we don't just sit here. It's time for us to go out on patrol.
On patrol, sir.
On patrol, everyone. Time for us to go out on patrol. I speak to my sergeant. Sergeant, it's time for us to go out on patrol.
Cor blimey, sir, so it is. And it ain't half coal and all.
What?
Well, that's what it says here.
Corporal, it's time for us to go out on patrol.
Men, it's time for us to go out on patrol.
The men now realize that it is time for them to go... Who wrote this?
I did.
Okay, now, do be very careful what you say, sir. He can hear every word, you see.
Come on, lads. We're going on patrol.
And in less time than it takes to tell, the men are marching along the cliff top in the teeth of the biting wind. Suddenly, one of them points and speaks.
What's that, Colt?
What's what?
Look. There's an object floating in the water.
Truth, so there is an all.
Oh! Ahoy! The man's rushed to the new ahoy.
Said Jock, our Scottish private. All eyes peered out to sea.
What can it be, what? Can it be, Sarge?
Oh, blimey, stone the crows. It looks suspicious, an all. Well, I'm terribly sorry. I don't want to be very awkward or difficult, but this doesn't seem to be written in very good English to me.
It's not supposed to be good English. It's supposed to be Cockney.
Oh, I see, but you see, I don't speak with a Cockney accent.
Why, I naturally assumed that being a sergeant, you would.
Yes, but you see, I don't, you see.
Oh, dear. Well, look, I know what. How would it be if the sergeant played the part of the officer and the officer played the part of the sergeant?
Young man, I am the officer and he's the sergeant and he's staying that way.
Mr. Mannering, I haven't got anything to say. Mm-mm. Is that because I talk common like you?
Just carry on being a seagull, Pike. Right, Jones.
What can it be, what can it be, Sarge?
I have got an idea, sir. If you keep me covered, I will shin down the cliff, dodge between those boulders, crawl under the barbed wire and out along the jetty where I can get a closer deco. Then I will quickly shin back and give you the griff. We'll take two shakes for a lamb's tail.
Well, right. Scarf it out and take a quick butcher's.
I am off.
Oh, blimey,
sir.
Look at the old goat go, and all.
Och, aye. He's leaping like a wee mountain lammy.
Lammy? I decided to take no chances. Tell the men to get under cover, Sergeant.
Right, Governor. Here, Court. Tell the men to get their flipping heads down.
Where are we? Oh, right. Tikai Tai B.O., Sarge.
Tikai Tai B.O.? Just a minute. Tickety-boo. Tickety-boo.
Tickety-boo, Sarge. You heard what the Sarge said. Take cover.
The men moved like a smooth, well-oiled machine. Suddenly, above the sound of the surf, we heard the faint cry of Godfrey's voice.
All clear!
We heaved a deep sigh of relief.
Yeah.
All right, all right, all right. It was a false alarm, but it could have been a Nazi submarine. So give us a thought as you are tucking into your Christmas dinners. Think of us, the men of Britain's Home Guard, who are on constant watch day and night. Simple men, shopkeepers, factory workers, butchers, bakers.
And undertakers. James Fraser, 91 High Street, Warmington, and see reasonable price at home.
And that'll do.
Coombs Extra.
Be quiet. Men from all walks of life, we seek no reward. We only do our duty, content in the knowledge that our children and our children's children will grow up to be free men and women.
And children.
And
Christmas greetings and good wishes to and from British citizens wherever they may be. We give you the toast, absent friends.
Here, it's getting a bit late, isn't it, sir?
Yes, it is. We ought to be on the air by now.
Yeah.
What's happened?
I can't quite make it out. Nothing's coming through. But don't worry. I'm just waiting for the standby light. She'll be through at any moment.
Just think, Mr. Mannering, you'll be the last one to speak before the King. Do you think you'll be listening?
Oh, yes, yes, undoubtedly. And the Queen, and Princess Elizabeth, and Princess Margaret Rose.
God bless them.
We're going to hang out.
Oi, quiet.
What happened to you lot, then?
Quiet, will you? We're just about to go on the air.
You're talking about it's all over.
What?
They've just been listening to the King's speech on the wireless. Oh, Mother Riley's Christmas party's on now.
Oh, Mother Rock.
Yeah.
Awfully sorry, chaps. Hong Kong overran. Had to cut you out. We couldn't keep His Majesty waiting.
Oh,
that's nice, isn't it?
I like it.
What have you been doing all this time, then?
Something I want to say. And I want you to listen very carefully. Are you listening?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you.